With daily reports of American soldiers being wounded or killed in Iraq, it's easy to forget that veterans often encounter a different kind of war when they return home. Among the challenges many veterans face is finding a place to live. Advocates say veterans are up to 3.5 times more likely to end up homeless than non-veterans. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports from Boston on the case of one Iraq War veteran search for a home.
4 months ago, Sergeant Vanessa Turner was in a deep coma in an Army hospital where doctors gave her 36 hours to live. She's lucky to be alive today, even if she's unemployed and without a home of her own, staying in the living room of a friend's small Boston apartment with her 15-year-old daughter, her sister, and two nieces.
It's been difficult for me. I mean, we're living on bags and suitcases. I mean, that's the air mattress right there. We all sleep on the air mattress, and I sleep on the couch. I just have to adapt.
During the U.S. invasion of Iraq, this 41-year-old Army sergeant drove a supply truck in a convoy from Kuwait. One day last May, as she stood beneath the scorching desert sun, Turner felt dizzy. She choked and passed out. Doctors say it might have been a reaction to the ointment she used to ward off sand fleas or her exposure to battlefield chemicals. Whatever it was, it almost killed her.
And I can remember when they were rolling me down the hallway saying, "This soldier's not going to make it." And I was trying my best to move my fingers and toes to tell them, "Hey, I'm not dead. Don't let me die." Then I passed out again. Come to find out, I was unconscious 5 days.
Turner was flown to an Army hospital in Germany where doctors declared her death imminent and medically retired her from the Army. But the 7-year Army veteran pulled through. 2 months ago, Turner returned to Boston and a new struggle, the search for follow-up medical care and a home for her and her daughter. Turner's injuries have left her with nerve damage in her right leg, so she walks with a leg brace and a limp. The trauma also left bald patches on her head. But when she tried to make an appointment at the VA hospital in Boston, a staff member told her to wait.
He told me I would have to wait from July 12th to October 12th in order for my leg to be seen, because the next orientation wasn't until October 12th. I told him that was ridiculous, unheard of.
Turner sought help from Senators Ted Kennedy and John Kerry, but it still took a month before she saw a doctor. Michael Lawson, executive director of Veterans Affairs Healthcare in Boston, acknowledges that the VA made a mistake, at first misunderstanding Turner's status as an injured veteran.
In any event, that shouldn't have happened. We should have taken care of her, and in fact did. But for the moment, it was unclear what her status was. That's been cleared up relatively quickly.
Turner now gets regular medical care and a $2,000 a month disability check. But she's still without a home, along with some 2,000 other vets in Boston and 500,000 nationwide.
I think that Americans would be shocked to learn that just by serving in the military, you increase your risk of becoming homeless. So America needs to wake up.
Linda Boone, who heads the National Coalition of Homeless Veterans in Washington, says veterans make up 9% of the U.S. population, but represent 28% of the total homeless population. She favors legislation now being considered to require the Department of Defense to teach departing soldiers about the risk of becoming homeless and where to get help. Vanessa Turner may be one of the first Iraqi war vets without a home, but Boone says history suggests she won't be the last.
We're still dealing with a horrendous aftermath of Vietnam. 47% of the homeless veterans are Vietnam era, 30 years after. So some of these Iraqi veterans are not going to have problems right away, but they may later, and will we have forgotten about them?
Boone says the military is an insulated world that teaches soldiers how to survive wars, but it doesn't always equip them with the skills to survive outside. Sergeant Turner puts it this way.
It's easy to be a soldier because I know what to expect. I know that I'm guaranteed 3 meals a day. I know I'm guaranteed free housing. But to come out and to be a veteran is like going to the black hole. And I don't know how to be a veteran because I've never been one, or what questions to ask in order for me to get the benefits that I'm entitled to get.
What's that? Bank statements, again. Bank statement, child support, credit checks, inquiry checks.
Last week, Turner filled out dozens of forms hoping to qualify for emergency affordable housing in Boston. After a lengthy interview, the rental manager told her that her spotty credit history won't help, but he'll have an answer for her in a few weeks.
There's always something else for us to do. Everything we've been told to do, we have been doing. But still, look where we're still at. We're still living in my sister's friend's room. And that kind of hurts.
An Army spokesman says in addition to financial benefits, the Army gave Sergeant Turner a one-on-one briefing, help with her application for medical care, and a booklet about available services. And in fact, Sergeant Turner is luckier than many vets. National TV and the Boston Globe have covered her story, which prompted help from senators, the USO, the Salvation Army, and others. Even so, 2 months after coming home, this vet is still struggling to find a home. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.